The Linear Villages. One of the more characteristic features of the World Heritage Site on southern Öland is the Linear Villages, sometimes with an associated so-called Malm settlement, and often a few windmills. A Linear Village is a medieval regulated village form where the farms are placed in a row with the outbuildings facing the village street and where the width of each farm towards the village street corresponds to that farm's share in the village common lands. Exactly how old the Linear Villages on Öland are is not known for sure. Most likely they were built in the 14th century, but some indications point that they might go back to the 12th century. Of the approximately 300 villages on Öland today, around 200 can be considered Linear Villages, which is a uniquely high figure. The fact that they still exist to such a large extent is probably due to the fact that land reforms were carried out in large parts of the 18th and 19th centuries could not be implemented as consistently on Öland, among other things for purely natural geographic reasons. The Öland farms in the Linear Villages are usually of the Gothic farm type. They are characterized by an elongated farm plot that can be more or less surrounded by buildings, but where the areas designated for people and farm animals are always or have been separated by a wall or a fence. The so-called mangård is where the main house is located, while the so-called fägård is a paved area surrounded by stables, a carriage house, a barn, a lodge, etc. Access to the farm on Öland is often from the village street through an opening in the barn, a so-called gatehouse, into the fägård and further through a gate into the mangård and the main house. The fact that the villages on Öland already in the early Middle Ages had to be regulated in this way was probably to do with the fact that the farms were normally not owned by the farmers who used them, but by large landowners, such as nobles or monasteries, who needed to get an overview of their holdings. Those who lived on and used the farms were then landbor, in principle the equivalent of tenants. A good example is the well-preserved and unusually large village of Näsby in Ås parish, which is also the southernmost Linear village on the island. When it was built in the early Middle Ages, the village was already about 600 meters long, with the farm plots located east of the main road. During the late 14th century, the village consisted of no less than 22 farms, all owned by the same nobleman, Mattis Håkonsson Båth. In 1393, he sold half of the village to his kinsman, the knight Tyrkil Haraldsson Gren, and he later mortgaged the other half to the same knight. And so it continues. During the following centuries, a number of other nobles, as well as the monastery of Vastena, passed through as owners of various parts of the village. During the mid-17th century, almost all of the farms in the village became crown farms. That is, they were owned by the crown, with the so-called åbo, a tenant, as a user. This continued in principle up until the late 19th century, when private ownership gradually took over.